Hello and welcome to Astrobooth. I'm here to keep you updated on the latest astrological events, helping you stay attuned and make the best decisions and plans for the following week. November is kicking off with some significant cosmic shifts that promise to reshape our energies, our mindsets, and even some of our everyday routines. New Moon on November 1st concluded the eclipse corridor that's been influencing us for 2 months since September 3rd, and it opens a fresh start and sets a new stage in our lives. Today, I'm going to break down what's happening in the stars this week, how to harness these energies practically, and how you can turn certain celestial cues into real changes in your life. So let's dive in. The start to November opened with a powerful new moon in Scorpio, setting the stage for an entire month of deep introspective energy. For many, the new moon feels like a reset button. It's an invitation to pause, reflect, and start anew. In Scorpio, this energy is especially intense, as Scorpio's nature is to dig beneath the surface, confront what's hidden, and initiate profound transformation. On a psychological level, this new moon almost forces us to confront our deepest fears, anxieties, and the ways we hold ourselves back. Here's the truth. Our biggest hurdles are often internal. We are the ones who make the decisions, who settle, who procrastinate, or who put limits on ourselves. This Scorpio energy nudges us to awaken these hidden reserves, unlocking a potential for deep personal transformation and significant life changes. Use this time to nurture your inner world. Consider journaling to explore any recurring thoughts or emotions you have, particularly around power, control, or fear. Scorpio's energy isn't just about the shadow, it's about transformation. Dive deep into what you want to change or release, but stay gentle with yourself as you set new intentions. The new moon is also bolstered by a powerful aspect with Saturn in Pisces, which lends us maturity, wisdom, and the ability to make more grounded choices. For many, these days will spark a serious commitment to changes in key areas like career, health, home, and family. Those who've been accumulating experience and growth may see well-deserved advancements, a promotion, a new family role, or another meaningful shift in status. These changes won't happen overnight, of course, but they have the potential to be long-lasting due to Saturn's influence. So if you have been working on building new habits, especially around health or career, now is the time to commit. Saturn supports diligent, consistent work, so set yourself up with a clear plan and achievable goals. If you've been neglecting yourself in any area, take this as a nudge to recalibrate. This new moon also puts the spotlight on resources and self-sufficiency. It's a great time to do an inventory of what you have, what you can use, and what needs a refresh. If you've been thinking about starting a new business or diving into a partnership, know that success is more likely if you have a solid foundation already in place. November may not favor starting from scratch. Rather, it encourages building on what you've already learned. This is the time to recognize the talents you may have overlooked. Financially, this energy encourages us to audit our resources and, for some, discover new ways to bring value, perhaps even monetizing a skill or resource that you hadn't considered before. Take a look around. Are there things you've gathered that no longer serve you? Consider selling or donating items that are just taking up your space. This decluttering is not just physical, it's mental too, creating space for fresh ideas and energy. Conversely, recognize where there is untapped potential, maybe a skill, a side project, or even just brainstorming on ways to make your resources work for you. Now let's get into the key transits and shifts. Starting today, November 4th, we are greeted with several active transits as Mars shifts into Leo, Mercury into Sagittarius, and a harmonious trine between Saturn and the Sun takes place. These few days are all about getting things done efficiently, and it's essential to make the most of it. Anything you can wrap up, finalize, or clarify, do it now, as complications arising now could require more effort to resolve later on. Midweek from November 9 to 11, we have a precise aspect between the Sun and Proserpine, along with a quintail to Pluto. This is a powerful opportunity for detail-oriented work, healing, and transformation. This influence in astrology connects to regeneration and rebirth, suggesting that what we focus on now, especially related to health, mindset, and growth, can have long-lasting and positive effects. Use the beginning of this week to set intentions, outline your priorities, and make any major decisions. By November 10th, focus on intentional healing, be it emotional or physical. It's a good time to start new health routines or work on personal growth through practices that encourage mind-body alignment, such as meditation, breath work, or even just some quiet self-reflection time. On November 12th, Venus enters Capricorn, bringing a sense of seriousness and responsibility to relationships, finances, and career matters. Capricorn's influence is practical, grounded, and focused on stability, making this a time when you may evaluate your connections with a critical eye or invest in relationships that bring value both personally and professionally. If there is a conversation you need to have with a partner, friend, or business associate, Venus in Capricorn encourages grounded, mature discussions. Be clear, honest, and open, but keep an eye on practical outcomes as well. Now is also a great time to set financial goals or budget for the future. Now let's move to the weekly moon movements and some practical advices. From Tuesday to Thursday, the moon will be in Capricorn, and this is a perfect time for disciplined planning and implementing structured goals. Expect that some responsibilities may feel heavier than usual, especially in professional areas. As the energy builds up, stay focused on long-term outcomes rather than short-term rewards. Thanks to persistence and concentration, there is a great chance that your plans will receive additional external push and will be realized easier and faster than you originally planned. From Thursday to Sunday, the Aquarius moon brings a burst of collective energy, ideal for socializing, community projects, and brainstorming. This is a great time for meeting new people, engaging in group activities, and letting inspiration guide your creativity. From Sunday and all the way to Tuesday, Pisces energy is intuitive and deeply emotional. It's going to run through us. It's an ideal time to slow down, connect with your feelings, and focus on rest and reflection. Avoid making major decisions at this time. Rather, let things flow naturally and trust that insights will come. Sunday to Tuesday promises to be the busiest part of the week, when everything will depend on our physical and emotional state. This is a time of infections, viruses, weak immunity, lack of vitamins, and good weather. Therefore, some people may get sick and go to doctors, take tests, and get treated. Also, this period is not effective for work and business. There will be problems with communication and understanding each other. People around you may lie, and it's also an open field for fraudsters. This is a time of mistakes, oversight, disorientation, so try to avoid any traveling, important meetings, and medical procedures. And if you do have some of those important meetings, please take notes very carefully. Emotionally, we can get caught up in things that makes us feel pity, sympathy. It's better to rest and finally get things done that you've been delaying for quite a while. So as you can see, November is a month of rich, layered energies, and its first week is a total proof of that. Each of this week will be inviting us to dive deeper, reflect, and make conscious choices that align with our true selves. Whether it's managing our resources, focusing on health, or deepening your relationships, these transits offer a roadmap to growth and transformation. Thank you for tuning in into Astrobooth. Take these insights and go forward with an open mind and a willing heart. Until next time, keep aligning, keep transforming, and most importantly, keep being you. Thank you.